This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Physicians across Argentina are protesting a bill passed by one legislative chamber and being debated next week in the other. The law would allow early abortions for the first time in Argentina and criminally compel all Argentine doctors to do early abortions. Chile also faces intense international pressure to allow abortion. President Piñera's government, however, says it will do all it can to block the move. Chile has faced violent anarchist protests supporting abortion. Contraception advocacy groups are pushing long-term contraception, often without sharing the risks. A 25-year-old Baltimore mom discovered the danger of IUD contraceptive devices after one damaged numerous organs and led to a hysterectomy, septic shock, and loss of her toes. LifeNews.com offers details on risks and about Tanya Smith's modest GoFundMe drive. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Senate Judiciary Chair Chuck Grassley says Judge Brett Kavanaugh could be confirmed to the Supreme Court by the 1st of October. Such a scenario would give voters 5 weeks before Election Day to consider their senators' actions. Speaking of influencing elections, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Ginsburg said last week she may retire in the next presidential term. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.